Okay, now for our discussion on Wraith 3 and its 6 personality expressions. And remember that we're not doing a Wraith 3 soul and a Wraith 3 personality because Master DK tells us that would be highly, highly, highly unlikely. Okay, so all of us are integral and inseparable parts of this great all-inclusive entity, and we're intended to cooperate in its creative purposes by manifesting our archetypal nature. So at the present stage of evolution, it's easy to forget that each of us essentially is a spiritual archetype. The higher worlds are not easily accessible to the brain-conditioned consciousness, and even if in our most exalted moments, it's easier to think of having a spiritual archetype than of being one. Each of us has a unique life purpose. There is something we must be. Something we must do, and that is to express that spiritual archetype that we're supposed to be expressing this lifetime. This is our true identity. There is nothing but energy, and all things are patterned forms of that energy in its innumerable differentiations and combinations. Our individual spiritual pattern is part of the divine pattern, which is in the process of becoming manifest by means of the divine plan. So some strengths of Wraith 3 include mental fertility and creativity, the capacity for rigorous analysis and reasoning, wide views on all abstract issues, the exceptional ability to plan and strategize, skillful communication, great activity and adaptability, executive and business aptitudes, an acute and powerful intellect, absence of the tendency to worry about or trouble others over trifles, and the ability to handle complexity and deal with many contingencies. The word of power for Wraith 3, purpose itself am I. With type A, abstract thought and creative reasoning are emphasized. This type inclines towards all the higher forms of academic work, especially higher mathematics, rigorous philosophical thinking, and any pursuit that is theoretical in nature and emphasizes the abstract aspect of intelligence. This type may have a very wide-minded and detached view of life, but may be quite impractical about concrete activities. It is for type A to become lost in the world of thought, the field of mind and mental processes, becoming all-absorbing. With type B, activity and adaptability are emphasized. Type B is strongly contrasted with type A. Type B can be extremely practical, worldly, materialistic, and adept at maneuvering through the battlefield of commercial enterprise. The key to type B is gamemanship, the ability to play the game adroitly, intelligently, flexibly, adaptively, changing where change is needed. So you might be a Wraith 3 soul if You have a capacity for abstract thinking and like to theorize and speculate. You have wide views and appreciation of the divine many. You have the capacity to weave together many diverse lines of thought. You have the power to plan, strategize, and manipulate to make things happen. You have the ability to understand economy, handle money, and be philanthropic. You have a facility with language and are a soul-inspired communicator. You have the power to be vocal and render thought into word. Vocation of Ray 3, positions where considerable intellectual power and resourcefulness are required. Business and finance, academic and theoretical work, creative think tanks, market speculation, advertising, that kind of thing. And I like this for Ray 3. I like this from quote from Dalai Lama. People take different roads seeking fulfillment and happiness. Just because they're not on your road doesn't mean that they've gotten lost. Okay, so with a Ray 3 soul and a Ray 1 personality, and the soul emerging here, we see the phase of conflict is the struggle between the need to achieve a wide comprehension of and intelligent mastery over contextual variables and the impatient desire of the personality to cut right through complex considerations, no matter how necessary they may be in the interest of expeditious action. Some other soul qualities versus personality traits. Incisive spiritual intelligence versus personal action motivated by love of personal power. Creative thought and action to manifest the divine plan versus thought and action for the personality without regard for more important plans and purposes. The capacity to network many channels of communication versus personal isolation and unrelatedness. It's the task of the Ray 3 soul to render the Ray 1 personality more cautious and circumspect. The soul-identified consciousness sees widely, whereas the personality has no time for such useless academic perspectives. Sensing the possibility of ill-considered disruptive action on the part of the personality, the soul seeks to impress upon the personality the value of tactical approach. The soul realizes the extent to which many variables have to be taken into simultaneous consideration in order for plans to materialize and intended, whereas the personality craves only the simplicity of direct action. Gradually, it begins to dawn upon the Ray 1 personality that the enjoyment it derives from feeling consolidated strength must give way to an appreciation of the value of relativity. Under the pervading influence of the Ray 3 soul, self-assured power begins to seem a very small thing compared to the opportunity to appreciate the wonders of the divine mind. Self-will, once so eagerly enforced, begins to be seen as an obstacle to the intelligent, adaptable mastery of circumstances. The personality senses that it has been standing in the way of its own deep desires, for more intelligent living. So with Ray 3, we're ultimately working towards achieving stillness. And with Ray 1, we're ultimately working toward achieving inclusion. So these are our integration goals. The composite effect for soul and personality integration is an inclusive attitude towards others, which quiets the conscious and renders the personality receptive in stillness to the divinely intelligent ways of serving others that the soul reveals. Ideally, intelligent comprehension and creative activity are expressed with dynamic power. Creative plans and large projects are executed with unfaltering one-pointedness. The ability to understand many things successfully is well supported by personal strength. A person who can be eminently reasonable and forceful at the same time, the ability to travel and go here and there as needed, masters the tendency to remain firm and immovable at the center. The love of creative thinking and doing masters the love of personal power. Complexity is executed with simplicity. So some Ray 3 soul, Ray 1 personality examples. Karl Marx, he was the revolutionist and the sociologist and economist, author of Das Kapital and the Communist Manifesto. The energy of the sixth ray was also pronounced in him. Then we have J.P. Morgan. He was a U.S. financier. He was an industrial organizer, and he was an art collector. J.D. Rockefeller. He was a U.S. industrialist and a philanthropist, and he was the founder of the Standard Oil Company. And then we have Gertrude Stein. She was an avant-garde writer. She was eccentric and self-styled genius, whose Paris home was a salon for the leading artists and writers of her day. So onto a Ray 3 soul with a Ray 2 personality. With the soul influence emerging, we see the phase of conflict between the Ray 3 soul and the Ray 2 personality is the struggle between the need to express acute spiritual intelligence and the desire for a life in which the complete satisfaction of personal love is paramount. Some other soul qualities versus personality traits include spiritual intelligence and a wise head versus personal love and a foolish heart. Pursuit of great thought versus pursuit of a soft and comfortable life. Deep and serious thinking versus frivolity and superficial gaiety. So here is the task of that Ray 3 soul to activate and intellectualize the personality consciousness. The highly intelligent soul seeks to acquaint the personality with the acute energy of divine mental perception. The mentally oriented soul faces difficulty in bringing the personality to the point where it is willing to relinquish, for the sake of greater mental acuity and dexterity, its deep and sensitive attachments to those it loves and places in things it loves as well. The soul seeks to induce greater mental and physical activity in a personality which is focused upon the quality of its close personal relationships. The soul seeks to have the personality detach sufficiently to begin manipulating its material environment more effectively and in line with the plan. The potential activity of the Ray 3 soul is great, but the Ray 2 personality, still calm and closely attached, is resistant to the required degree of activation. Mental discipline and increased mental activity are, at length, seen as a necessity by a personality which has been loath to discipline its mind or think in an active, intelligent manner. The personality begins to glimpse the many things that can be done, given sufficient intelligence and activity. The personality is forced to learn that only those attachments and relationships which serve the goal of sharpening and expanding the intelligence can be sustained without frustrating the will of the soul. With Way 3, of course, we've got that stillness that we're working with. And with Ray 2, we're ultimately working toward achieving centralization. So these are our combined integration goals. And the composite effect is the personal centralization that contributes so much to creating the stillness where right spiritual thought and action can be perceived. So ideally, intelligent comprehension and creative activity are expressed lovingly, sensitively, and with heart. An intelligent comprehension, which is detached and objective, masters an approach that is too soft and kind to be effective. A good business head masters a well-meaning but misguided heart. Speedy execution of responsibilities wins out over the slow movement and the love of comfort. One who has accumulated much money through great financial skill shares it generously and wholeheartedly with others. An abstract orientation is well conveyed by someone who has the personal touch and a love of teaching. While he's nice enough, others often have a hard time following his thorough processes. An individual with great creative and mental resourcefulness who has the patience and interpersonal skills to make his innovations clearly understandable. In some examples, St. Thomas Aquinas, the foremost philosopher and theologian of the Catholic Church. He was an Aristotelian thinker. He provided the classical system of Latin theology. Nicholas Copernicus, Polish astronomer, whose findings confirmed the heliocentric view of the solar system. Albert Einstein, theoretical physicist, philosopher, humanitarian, who revolutionized humanity's understanding of the physical world. And Benedict Spinoza, a 17th century rationalist, who is author of one of the most consummate systems of metaphysics in the history of philosophy. Okay, Ray 3 soul versus a Ray 4 personality. With the soul influence emerging, we see the phase of conflict between the soul and personality is the struggle between acute, spiritually inspired intellectual comprehension and manipulation of energy counteracted by the RAVE 4 personality's mind obscuring fluctuations and conflicted psychological states. Some other soul qualities versus personality traits: profound intelligence and powerful abstract thought versus submersion in personal dynamics, moodiness, and temperamentalism. The capacity for exactitude and thought versus loose analogical, free-ish associative thinking that can be inaccurate and inexact. A natural facility in business or commerce versus self-indulgent artistic temperament unsuited to business. So it's the task of the Ray 3 soul to help that fluctuating Ray 4 personality become more reasonable and intelligent. The soul gazes at all life from a philosophical distance, and the constant changes of the personality are not of significant interest. And yet the soul is frustrated in its attempts to master the world of thought and manipulate various environments of the undependability of the Ray 4 personality. The soul must teach the personality to conform to the dictates of reason, despite ambivalent feelings. It must teach the value of logical consistency to a personality which almost prides itself on a temperamental disposition to illogic. A more cautious, provident, far-seeing way of living is what is required. And towards this end, the intelligent soul must guide its rebellious, rather unmanageable personality. Eventually, the personality realizes that moods interfere with mental functioning, that the power to think abstractly broadens the understanding. Needless vacillation ends. The personality stands back and begins to take the long-range view. World understanding begins to dawn on the consciousness of a personality which is beginning to value the mind over the transient pleasures of its own irresponsible activity. With Ray 3, we're working towards that stillness, and with Ray 4, we're ultimately working toward achieving steadfastness. So these are our integration goals. The composite effect for soul and personality integration is the personal steadfastness that contributes to a quieting and attuning of all aspects of the energy system, and a subsequent alignment with divine intelligence as apprehended by the soul. Ideally, intelligent comprehension and creative activity are expressed in the spirit of interplay and compromise. The elaborately thought-out plan is effectively implemented because of a well-developed ability to give and take. The tactician masters the instability of personal fluctuations. Many creative abilities are expressed colorfully and in an entertaining manner. A facility for creative verbal expression is expressed in an aesthetically pleasing form, a very imaginative combination. The power to stay in motion and act continually masters the tendency toward vacillation and spasmodic, irregular action. An excellent combination of business and artistic aptitudes. Philosophical abstractions are presented in a delightful and engaging manner. And here are some examples of a Ray 3 soul, Ray 4 personality. Woody Allen, he was a filmmaker, an actor, and a comedian. James Joyce, Irish novelist, best known for his difficult, intricate, but incredibly interesting novels, Ulysses and Finnegan's Wake. John Paul Sartre, the French existential philosopher, novelist, and playwright. Molière, French comic playwright. Steven Spielberg, filmmaker. Mark Twain, American humorist and satirist. And now for that Ray 3 soul with a Ray 5 personality. So with the soul influence emerging, we see the phase of conflict is between that Ray 3 soul and the Ray 5 personality is the spiritual need to comprehend abstract thoughts related to the divine plan and the personal tendency to confine the mind to narrow materialistic concrete thinking. Some other soul qualities versus personality traits: abstract spiritual thought versus literal concrete thought, powerful philosophical mentality versus the nuts and bolts mentality, the capacity to handle intangible complexities versus the inability to cope with intangibles. So it's the task of the Ray 3 soul to expand the theoretical horizon of that Ray 5 personality. The soul seeks the broadest possible abstract comprehension of a wide variety of interrelated variables. The personality prefers to focus strictly on what lies before it. The personality insists on a close and concrete approach to particular objects of interest. The soul, conversely, focuses upon the broad and distant perspectives, revealing the general context in which things are placed. The soul must teach the personality to think in terms of the abstract meaning of the knowledge acquired or discovered. On the highest levels of mind, something akin to the essential truth can be discovered. The soul knows this. The concrete thinking fifth ray personality does not. Gradually, it begins to dawn upon the personality that specialized knowledge, isolated from the larger context of variables, is a limitation. At length, the personality abandons its insistence upon exhaustive knowledge and begins to take delight in the relativistic universe. It abandons its dread of the large and the general. It accepts a new fluidity and no longer insists upon absolutely fixed and definite mental outlines. So we see that Ray 3 working towards stillness and Ray 5 ultimately working towards achieving detachment. So the composite effect for the soul and personality integration is detachment from excessive interest in modifications of material substance that lead to that inner quietude where the intelligent plan of the soul can be registered. Ideally, intelligent comprehension and creative activity are expressed with complete respect for accuracy. Theory is well supported by fact. broad conceptions are reinforced by a mastery of detailed particulars. The ability to speculate about the future is supported by a head full of reliable data. The ability to see the abstract blueprints and significant trends of any issue master the more narrow empirical observational approach. Ideas for many utilitarian inventions can be made into technically workable actualities. The power to analyze is exalted. The extremely versatile and flexible thinker who knows exactly what he's talking about. So here we have some examples. Archimedes, the Greek mathematician, scientist, inventor, he's considered the founder of theoretical mechanics and pioneered the deducing of mathematical laws from experimental observations. Aristotle, Greek philosopher, scientist, he is considered the most eminent representative of the realist school of philosophy in the history of Western thought. Isaac Asimov, he was an author of extraordinary variety of books on both science and science fiction. He was founder of Mensa, a society limited to those with extremely high intelligence. And then Isaac Newton, English physicist and mathematician who was the culminating figure in the scientific revolution of the 17th century. Okay, Ray 3 soul versus a Ray 6 personality. With the soul influence emerging, we see the phase of conflict between the Ray 3 soul and the Ray 6 personality is a struggle between the spiritual need to apply abstract reasoning to the understanding and manifestation of the divine plan versus the irrational personal devotion to desires, ideals, and enthusiasms, which prevent intelligent cooperation with the divine plan. So some other soul qualities versus personality traits include spiritual intelligence versus that all-consuming personal desire. Great capacity for abstract reasoning versus emphasis on blind, unreasoning faith. Wise handling of economic contingencies versus impractical idealism in handling financial affairs. It's the task of the Ray 3 soul to make the Ray 6 personality more thoughtful and more reasonable. The soul, with its great capacity for highly intelligent abstract thinking, is faced with a personality which often chooses not to think. It would prefer to remain blinded and bewildered by intense emotion, devotion, and idealism. The third Ray soul envisions the many, the wide variety of interrelated energies and forces which are woven together to create divine manifestation. The personality sees only the one, its obsessive enthusiasm of the moment. It is the soul's difficult task to teach the personality to release its tenacious grip, either physical or psychological, upon its one particular object of all-consuming devotion. Anything to bring some respect for variety into the monochromatic personality life. How can the soul become the divine manipulator if the personality will not release its tenacious grip upon one thing? The personality senses that it has grown rigid through one-pointedness, that it has become unthinking because it had believed that all important issues were decided. New learnings arise, a willingness to reserve judgment until all variables have been considered, and a recognition of the need to see the broader picture instead of rushing off to idealize one small part of that picture. The personality sees that it must restrain its zeal and begin to compare the many possible ways and means. So Ray 3, working towards achieving stillness, and with Ray 6, we're ultimately working toward achieving restraint. The composite effect for soul and personality integration is personal and emotional restraint, which quiets the personality field and allows an intent and still focusing upon the abstract realities of the divine plan as comprehended by the acutely intelligent soul. Ideally, intelligent comprehension and creative activity are expressed enthusiastically and zealously. Intelligent and forethought master ardent devotion and the unthinking pursuit of causes. The rational masters the irrational. A reasonable approach moderates the tendency towards unreasonable attachments and loyalties. Theories and systems are promoted with zeal. There may be a tendency to believe too completely in one's own ideas. Theological thinking is supported by great faith. The wide, complex, and sophisticated view masters the narrow, simple-minded view. Much extroversion is possible with this combination and a tendency to overly impress ideas upon others. This is a tremendous combination for communication. There is a pronounced ability to project and adapt many ideas in the most convincing and self-convinced manner. So some examples. Bruno, 16th century philosopher, astronomer, and mathematician. He was burned at the stake by the Inquisition for his heretical views. Andrew Carnegie, steel industrialist and philanthropist, author of The Gospel of Wealth. He was a pioneering American, and he set the standard for giving back. He said, no man can become rich without himself enriching others. And he also said, the man who dies rich dies disgraced. I love that. Scores of world's wealthiest people have taken to his philosophy, donating their riches to hundreds of causes. Oops. Okay, and then we have Joseph Goebbels. He was a journalist and an orator. He was the leading propagandist of the Nazi Party and the minister of the propaganda for the Third Reich. And Machiavelli, the 16th century Italian author, political theorist, statesman, and patriot. All right. And now for the Ray 3 soul and the Ray 7 personality. With the soul influence emerging, we see the phase of conflict between the soul and personality is the struggle between the spiritual need to understand and lay plans to manifest the abstract blueprints within the mind of God versus the personal desire to build or manifest concrete forms purely for one's own safety, security, and what may be called one's stability within the realm of matter. Some other soul qualities versus personality traits, acute spiritual intelligence versus conventional personal rituals and routines, the capacity for abstract physical thinking versus objective thought and actions that are focused on external patterns, emphasis on intellectual essence behind the form versus the overvaluation of the form and captivation by appearances. So here it's the task of the grade three soul to invest with meaning and flexibility the many forms created by that grade seven personality. The soul must teach the personality to think of the implications of what it does rather than simply performing long-established routines and rituals. The consciousness of the soul is broad, and within it, many things are seen in comparison. Relative values emerge in perspective. The soul, with its breadth of vision, is faced with a personality which is content to repeat without really understanding what it repeats. The thought-provoking soul must lift the personality from its numbing cycle of mindless repetition without really knowing what he's doing. The soul thinks that if there must be ritual, let the rituals be designed for intelligent ends. The soul sees its personality locked into predictable forms of response and knows that evolution calls for adaptability and flexible responsiveness. The soul attempts to teach the personality how to awaken to the many changes occurring around it and how to meet those changes with forms of thought and action that result in progress. At length, the personality realizes that there are divine patterns and designs which a new flexibility of mind can begin to reveal. Above all, the personality learns that deep thinking must correct superficial doing in order to transform it into intelligent doing. So we have that Ray 3 stillness we're working on and the Ray 7 ultimately working towards achieving orientation and their composite effect for soul and personality integration. Is the attentive spiritual orientation of the personality, which promotes an intent and still focusing upon the abstract realities of the divine plan as comprehended by the soul. Ideally, intelligent comprehension and creative activity are expressed in a precise and organized way. The organization spirit serves the execution of creatively conceived plans. However, a looser, more free-form type of creative thinking must master a more rigid, sequential, procedural approach. This is an excellent financial combination. The most intelligent solution or arrangement is executed with detailed exactitude and excellent timing. The power of brilliant conception is served by the power to manifest the conception. The love of the idea itself will be perfectly expressed in form. The magical potential of this combination is very great. Ray 3 is often called the magician and Ray 7, the ritualist. And here are some Ray 3 soul, Ray 7 personality examples. Euclid of Alexandria, the most prominent mathematician of antiquity. His treatise on geometry, the elements, has exerted a continuous and major influence on humanity. Immanuel Kant, the foremost thinker of Enlightenment and one of the great philosophers of all time. Johannes Kepler, Renaissance astronomer and astrologer, who discovered the three principles of planetary motion, through which he clarified the spatial organization of the solar system. And Julius Rosenwald, he was an American businessman and a philanthropist. He's best known as part owner and leader of the Sears Roebuck company, which was very big here in the U.S., and for establishing the Rosenwald Fund. Now, this fund donated millions in matching funds to promote vocational and technical education, including the construction of over 5,000 schools for Negroes in 15 southern states. He also established Chicago's Museum of Science and Industry. Okay, so here I would normally give you a country, but DK tells us in, but actually there are no, DK does not give us a country with a Rate 3 soul. Now, he tells us in Glamour World Problem that under the Piscean Age, Ray 3 was humanity's personality ray. Humanity supposedly developing intelligence for transmutation into love wisdom of humanity's Ray 2 soul. So the soul ray controls for an entire life period, but the personality ray changes. So the Ray 3 personality ray for humanity is actually beginning to pass out. And the incoming Aquarian age, humanity's personality ray, will become Ray 5. And then we also have to consider that Ray 4 is related to humanity, as humanity is the fourth creative hierarchy. So that can be considered the underlying basic personality ray for the sum total of the human kingdom. So we really see a lot of influences here for humanity. But what I want to do is I want to focus here on the connection to Ray 3. So he tells us that there's a definite correspondence between the third ray of activity in humanity, because humanity is the third great world center, humanity, hierarchy, and Shambhala. So the, and then the Lord of the third ray's position is called that of the Lord of Civilization, the Mahachohan. Now, DK tells us in Problems of Humanity that the early and simple civilizations have been succeeded by the intricate and highly organized social, economic, and political civilization of modern times. The culture of the ages, the arts, literature, music, and the philosophy of all time is today at the disposal of the average citizen. The past, a preliminary period to a culture and a civilization which will eventually contribute greatly to the glory of God and constitute a vital testimony to the divinity of man. DK tells us in Destiny of Nations that the first initiation is closely related to the planetary center of humanity, as it produces ordered activity upon the physical plane. This third ray has been an objective manifestation since 1425 AD, and it's going to remain in incarnation throughout the Aquarian age. Its cycles are the longest of any ray cycles. During the coming age, the intelligence of the race and its active development will intensify the life of the human center, and this is the reason why so many people will take the first initiation. This initiation will ground the externalization of the Christ principle in humanity as a whole up and upon the physical plane. The resulting flowering of intelligence will enable the initiate to work powerfully on the mental plane, and humanity itself can be lifted up as a result. So I'd like to end this discussion on Ray 3 with this passage from Mark that perfectly sums up the inclusion formula that Ray 3 is striving to achieve, that of peace, of stillness, and great calm.